This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Authorities are working today to unravel the life of the 64-year-old gunman who fired on thousands of people attending a country music festival in Las Vegas, killing at least 59 people and injuring nearly 530. Stories are emerging from Vegas of concertgoers and tourists running for their lives. Charles Weldy from Bloomington Normal was there, too. He's the general manager of the Bloomington Edge indoor football team, and he was traveling to Vegas, the city where he once lived, for league meetings. He tells GLT's Ryan Denham that his plane was landing Sunday just as the gunfire began at nearby Mandalay Bay.
When we landed, you know, right when you land, everyone turns their phones on. The lady that was sitting right behind me was also from Vegas. She was at a Cubs game and was just flying back to Vegas. And she turned her phone on and had a bunch of missed calls and missed text messages from her husband because there's something going on. And so she called him. And he was on the police scanner, and they were kind of relaying the information to us as it was happening. So they were talking about there's a shooter. They didn't really know exactly what was going on, and it just kind of spread through the plane, you know, and there's some very horrified looks. And at that time, not much information was out, and not much correct information was out. So what was really interesting was how many different stories you heard just from the time I got off the plane to the parking garage about different numbers of shooters and different numbers of casualties and different numbers of locations. As it turns out, they shut down quite a few casinos right as that was happening because there were other stories about, oh, there's a shooter over at this hotel, there's a shooter at that hotel. So it was pretty chaotic, as you can imagine, not just at the location, but at quite a few properties up and down the strip.
So what happens next?
Well, so I got out. When I was at the parking garage, the airport is less than a mile from Mandalay Bay. So, you know, you're standing there and you're hearing it on police radio and things like that. And it's pretty early because the cops are just now starting to arrive. So this is all happening. And it's very surreal when you're standing. And I couldn't hear gunfire or anything, but I can see the property. So it took us a little over an hour to get to our hotel. And then when we got to Harrah's, which is where we're staying, they had locked all the doors. So they have they're right on the strip, and all the doors that were on the strip, they had chains shut. So these big metal chains, they're all padlocked on all the doors. And they were, you know, security, we had to go through two security checkpoints to get into the parking garage to get dropped off. Go inside the casino to check in. Everything's closed down. There's no, all the table games are closed. You know, all the restaurants are closed. And they're going, the security personnel is there. They're going to every person. Okay, you're staying here. Okay, go up to your room. If not, they walk you out. So, you know, it's a unique situation in Vegas because very few people have cars. You know, everyone's traveling and they get here and you don't need a car. So if you're at one of these properties that's shut down, you know, where do you go?
Yeah. Did you see any victims who were maybe walking down away from that side of the strip, maybe up the strip toward MGM, New York, and toward you at Harrah's?
When I got to Harrah's, they didn't want us leaving if we stayed there. So I wasn't actually allowed to get outside of the hotel. We were pretty much on lockdown. So I didn't see anything firsthand, but there was a lot of people coming in from there that were talking about being there. If you're in Mandalay Bay when it happened, you don't know what's going on. You know, if you're, let's say, you're at the concert and you're staying at Mandalay Bay and all this happens, well, you're running to try to get back to your hotel. Well, they've shut that hotel down too. So you got people trying to run out of Mandalay Bay, people trying to run into Mandalay Bay. And then Harrah's got cleared out. So people, at one point, right before I got there, they had chased everybody out. And you heard stories of police and SWAT teams running through these casinos with automatic weapons and their riot gear. And tensions were definitely high. People were, as you can imagine, extremely on edge and shocked. Everything was locked down that night. Of course, I was watching the news and trying to text friends that I know that live out here and just make sure everyone was safe. The next morning, around 7:30, it seemed like people were getting back into their hotel at Mandalay Bay. They set up some places for them to go. I was out on the street about 7:30 a.m., just kind of walking on Las Vegas Boulevard. The south end of the street was still closed, where Mandalay Bay and Luxor and those things are. And there was police everywhere. There was a couple police or security in front of every property. There were two at each door, at each entry door, you know, so there was no doubt a police force. In fact, there still was last night as we were, you know, another day passed, as we went out to dinner, whatever, there's everywhere you go, there's cops, there's cop cars, lights are on, just kind of sitting at different properties. There was a definite high alert situation.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Charles Weldy, the general manager of the Bloomington Edge football team. He was in Las Vegas yesterday as the shooting unfolded at Mandalay Bay. Was there any semblance of normal activity later in the day on Monday? Did people start gambling again? Were the lights turned back on? Did things ever return to normal yesterday or even this morning?
You know, they absolutely did. You know, it was 24 hours later. So yesterday afternoon, we had a lunch break where we're from our conferences, and I was walking out to get some food, and everyone was back, man. Everyone was playing. Everyone was walking around. Of course, it was a little more somber than usual. And most conversations centered around, hey, where were you when it happened? Were you okay? Did you get out? What was it like if you were there? But everyone was right back to it. You know, I thought that was really resilient of the city, you know. And, yeah, definitely people are upset, of course, and somber, and you have a lot of lives that have been affected. But I think people wanted to just keep living their lives. So it was really neat to see people just back out. And, you know, maybe it's because it's a heavy tourist. Well, I think maybe it's just because it's a busy type of city anyway. People like to go out and do things here, and they were, you know, they were out and about. They were still remembering and talking, but they were busy. It was nice.
Well, what about your league meetings? Did the league consider postponing or canceling? How did that kind of unfold, and how did you guys acknowledge what had happened and still kind of get the job done, get the business done?
Everyone came in on Saturday, so everyone was kind of here. I was late coming in because I had some other stuff to do with the Edge over the weekend, so I didn't get in till late Sunday night. So we sent kind of an email out to make sure everyone was safe and everyone was here, and then we decided just to go forward with it. Of course, it was a talking point. You know, everyone kind of talked about it and things like that. But we felt safe. You know, there's a really good security presence, and no one was really nervous about it. And we wanted to just keep, like we said, wanted to just keep moving forward and be respectful of those that were involved, but at the same time, you know, you have to keep moving forward.
All right, Charles. Well, did you see anything else or have any of your observations from your time there over the last 36 hours that you want to mention?
I think a lot of fears now are that maybe a blueprint has been created for a mass casualty event. A lot of people I talked to that do live here, you know, taxi drivers, dealers, casino dealers, things like that, are saying they're surprised it hasn't happened sooner. So I think people are a little bit worried that maybe, you know, hey, here's how you can do something like this if you want to. So interested to see how, you know, the next steps of the city. I know the response was phenomenal, you know, and the security presence has been phenomenal. So they've done a great job.
Charles Weldy is the general manager of the Bloomington Edge football team, speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham from Las Vegas.